and your radios are tuned in to W272BA, 102.3 FM and 91.5 FM, WMIE.
Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We are excited to continue this teaching, the Next Generation Church. And by now, it's Friday, so we had one full week, our children back in school. So I'm sure they are ready for the weekend, and you're ready for the weekend to be together as a family.
Okay. Remember, we're teaching the next generation. Mm-hmm. We're going to pass on some truth. We're going to pass on some sound truth mm-hmm. to our children. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. So on this Friday, as we always, most of the Friday, we customarily give us a shout out to all our listeners mm-hmm. and to thank you for tuning in to WMIE, Make Your Day Count every day. Weekday, as you listen to the Word of God, we hope and we pray that the Word of God has reached you where you at and help you to live a productive life. That's all that matters right now, that the teaching from this radio broadcast is helping you to live a productive life, a fruitful life, become wise in the Word, and then the Word that you learn, you now go out and teach it and become a disciple. Disciple of the Lord Jesus Christ, disciple others into the truth. That's the whole mission of Make Your Day Count. As we always remind each other that life is what? Short.
Short.
Mm-hmm. It's a fact.
Mm-hmm.
Death is what?
Sure.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Death is sure, that's right.
Life is short. And death is sure. Sure. You can't change those mm-hmm. facts.
No.
And we say it here, and make your day count.
A heaven to gain.
And there's a heaven to gain.
And a hell to shun.
And a hell to shun. And there is no
do-over.
There's none. Sorry. No one can come back and say, okay, let me get it right. Mm-hmm. We have time right now to get it right. There's no do-over. So let us do our very best with the revelation of the Word of God that we receive on this radio broadcast day, Monday through Friday, and let's go out and do it.
Mm-hmm. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1, therefore we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. And in the previous chapter, in chapter 11, it goes over different accounts, different testimonies of faith. But it draws attention in verse 13, says that these all died in faith,
yes,
not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were assured of them,
hallelujah,
embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. And then we have verse 39 of Hebrews 11, and all these, having obtained a good testimony through faith, did not receive the promise. God having provided something better for us, that they should not be made perfect apart from us. So it gives us this picture of life, not just being a straightaway race, but being a relay race.
Yes.
Where it's done in phases, it's done in seasons, it's done generationally.
Yep. Yes.
So there's the relay baton, and it says, worry about that part of the race that is set before you. Don't worry about the part of the race that somebody else
needs to run. Come on. I teach that this morning.
The part that's set for us. Yeah. And, you know, we used to run them, I remember, in P.E., and, you know, so it does, you don't have to be Olympic now athlete for this. You ran a relay race before. You want the person who's handing you the baton to set you in a position where you'll be able to continue to gain ground.
Yeah.
Who wants to receive the baton and they're already laps behind?
You're defeated.
And then you're expected to have to pick up all this slack, right?
Yeah.
You want to receive that baton, and you want it to be passed to you firmly. You don't want to be fumbling with the baton and wasting time.
Yeah.
You want the person who's running with the baton before your leg of the race to be able to firmly place it in your hand and to have an advantage, to have a lead in the race.
Good
so
picture.
Then you do your part, and then you have to be mindful. You can't just keep the baton and just keep running. There's somebody who's waiting for the baton. So you use your power, you use your strength in a burst to be able to get it there.
Yeah.
You don't have to say, well, if it's a relay race, usually it's not a long distance run per person. So you don't have to say, oh, well, let me just take it easy now because I'll have time later. No, you don't have time later. You better run now.
No.
Better run with that thing now and then give a firm handoff to the next person in position, into the next generation. So we benefit from what we receive from the previous generation, and then there's the expectation that we would continue with that advantage and firmly place the baton then in the next runner's hand so that they could run. And your pastor said it so good on Sunday. He said, you pass that baton, then you cheer.
Yeah.
You cheer for the next generation.
Right.
You oversee. Oh. You cheer for them. And you you help them as you're able with the wisdom and the different, you know, skill level. There's a scripture, Pastor, that you say sometimes that the strong man with the energy,
yeah,
they're to do. And then the people with the wisdom are to guide and direct.
That's it. and you know, that just blesses me as you remind me of what the Holy Spirit tells me. When you pass it, mm-hmm, you don't go sit down and fold up. No, you start to cheer. Come on.
Mm-hmm.
You saw that person going. And you cheer for them. Mm-hmm. And the emphasis there that our listeners on this morning in chapter 12 of Hebrews, the emphasis says, the race that is set before who? You.
Mm-hmm.
Let us only run that race that you are assigned to.
Mm-hmm.
The race. Isn't that powerful, guys?
Yeah. Yeah.
God will expect you to run some other person's race.
Mm-hmm.
He expects you only to run the one that is assigned to you.
Mm-hmm.
And some people can't even handle what's assigned to themselves, and then they look at everybody else.
Yes. And we miss it. Because we now, instead of just concentrate on that part of the race that is set before me, I'm worrying about the next person who don't even get that bad on the head.
Yeah.
Wasting all your energy on somebody else's race. They can't even run your own.
I can't run your own.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
And the devil beat us there.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let the devil on this Friday morning beat you there.
Mm-hmm.
Be a overcomer through the word of God.
Amen.
And what we are teaching here all this week, the vision for the next generation church, what it looks like.
Yeah.
What it look like. Our role in it.
Mm-hmm.
What role are we playing? Are we doing our part to make sure the next generation get a firm pass? Are we making sure that we have the truth? We live out the truth. We see the love of God and we live it out. We demonstrate it, and now we want to pass it on to the next generation. And they can now live and improve on it.
Mm-hmm.
Because the next generation must be greater than the one that just passed.
Mm-hmm.
The next generation must be what? Greater than the one that's just passed.
Mm-hmm.
And they can only become greater when we of ourselves do our job. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we continue to move forward the kingdom of God. When we believe that we're called and equipped to run the race, then we will begin to prepare.
Yes.
So with anything with life, You know, if you feel inadequate, you're not going to prepare. If you don't have an expectation for something greater, you're not going to prepare. So the first thing we have to do is come in agreement that God has called us and he has equipped us to run our race.
Yeah.
So when we believe that now, then we will begin to prepare. Well, what's preparation? Preparation is hard work and training. And it's becoming an expert in that field and in conditioning and such to be able to move forward and do it. But the very first part is we have to believe that we're called and that we are equipped to do that. So how do we know that? When we come into this Bible and we begin to read the Word of God and we see the path that Jesus Christ already laid for salvation. So we're saved, and we're not saved for nothing. We're saved for something. And it's not something when we die and go to heaven. It's something right now. It's immediate. He's looking for a return, you know, and a lot of times we have this picture in our head from old ways things were taught through evangelism and such, and we see, oh, well, when we get before Jesus, that there's going to be this big old movie screen, and it's just going to show every sin that we did, and we're just going to sit there and cry about all of our sin. Well, if that's the case, then why did Jesus go to the cross? The penalty for our sin has already been paid. So Amen. What are we going to be judged on? We're going to be judged on what did we do with the talents? What did we do with our time? What did we do with what we were entrusted with? How do we know that? Where does it support that in the Bible? In many places. In the parable of the talents, yeah. It talks about that. They were given resources. Then there was a judgment. What did you do with them? There's asked. The man with the vineyard, he went out of the country. He left his vineyard in control of somebody else. What did you do with your stewardship? Those are the things that we're going to be judged. What did we do? Well, what God gave us, with the network that he gave us, with the reach that he gave us, the influence that he gave us, the gifting that he gave us. What did we do with that? You know, the enemy wants us to continue to have this sin consciousness. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jesus is going to ask me about the time that I took the bubble gum from the store. He's going to ask me about the time I was smoking in the car. Yeah. No, that's done. One time, once and for all, Jesus Christ died from our sin. He's going to ask, you had an opportunity to influence the next generation. You had an opportunity to go out there and be the solution that I put in you to operate in that solution in the earth. What did you do with that? That's why we're going to be crying, because of all the missed opportunities, not because of sin. The sin is already settled. It's the enemy that wants us to maintain a sin consciousness and be jumping the line all day. I'm saved at 9 o'clock after my prayer. I'm not saved at 9:30. I was just speeding through the red light. Oh, I'm saved again at 10 o'clock. I said I was sorry. That the enemy wants us jumping the line. Yeah. And it talks about it in 1 Kings chapter 18, how long are you going to falter between two opinions? Because as long as we're jumping the line, we're not making any forward progress in the race.
Hallelujah. So let us come in alignment with the teaching of the Word of God. And let's practice sound truth, the sound truth, which is the living Word of God. And so go out and do it.
Make your day count. Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.